church we were going to. So anyway, at the time my wife didn't particularly, well, one thing, they would not allow a church wedding mm-hmm. in the Catholic Church. You know, mm-hmm. you couldn't go to the cathedral or anything. You could be married, but you had to go into the...
Hi.
Oh, this is Anne Marie. This is... Anyway, getting back to her marriage, she, because they would not allow her to have a church wedding, and they were making all these demands on me, she didn't like them, saying, well, you will do everything in your power to convert me, you know, to Catholic. Mm-hmm. You will absolutely, any children as a result of your marriage would be raised as Catholic. And if you were not there, then they would be with the church.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was really up in arms because I was about to be told what I could do and so on like that. So she said, well, we'll just go ahead and be married in your church. So anyway, after we had, of course, at that time we had pretty well settled on our invitations and this, that, and the other as to their time and everything like that. And I got a call from the priest and asked me if he could talk to me. And I went and talked to him. He says, we have made a decision here with the bishop here. He will allow you to be married in the Catholic Church.
Hmm.
And I said, well, that is not my decision right now. It's hers. And as I mentioned, we already had our invitations made to go in the First Christian.
Right.
And so she said, well, she says, as far as I'm concerned, it's too little too late.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have been the first family, at least to their knowledge and my knowledge, to be married in the Catholic Church, per se, not in the chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was the... we thought quite a distinction. However, we just didn't want to do that then.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very happy we didn't, because, and then when Irene became pregnant, and we decided we needed a church to raise our kids in, so we started shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd already been to the Christian church, and we tried the Presbyterian and the Methodist, and finally we went to the Episcopal Church, and Irene felt more at home there
mm-hmm.
because it's close, much closer to the Catholic. It's closer to the Catholic religion, I think, than the Catholics are.
Yeah.
In many ways, we kneel a lot more and this, that, and the other. But
yeah, the ceremony seems to be very similar.
They are. Oh, absolutely. In fact, we have on occasions when we couldn't get to an Episcopal Church, go to a Catholic Church and be very aware of most of the prayers and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, it was a nice compromise and one that we've been very happy with all these years. So anyway, that we became confirmed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We became confirmed on our wedding anniversary, which was December the 10th. That was after 3 years of marriage. And the next day, we had our baby. So December the 11th. So that was an interesting factor there. But nobody could accuse us of having had to get married since we had 3 full years.
Back when you were born, did your mother go to a place to have you, or did she stay at home?
Well, as I understand, there was no place to go. There was no hospital
mm-hmm.
in